Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Lamed Gimel. It's a 233. The Isser of Evil Hamishpat. Says the Pasuk in Perek Yutas, Pasuk Tezvav in Kedoshim. Lo Sa'asu Avel Bamishpat. Lo Sitsa Pnei Dol. Velo Seder Pnei Gadol. V'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. There are four mitzvahs in this Pasuk. One of them has already been counted, so there's only three mitzvahs that we're going to have here in Kedoshim in this Pasuk, all having to do with Mishpat, with a judge. Lo sasu ovo ba mishpat, do not falsify judgment on purpose. The judge knows what the din is, to falsify it for any reason. Lo sisa predal, don't favor the face of a poor man. That we already had back in Sefer Shmos, which we'll review again tomorrow. Velo seder pnei gadol, don't favor somebody who's rich. That's what the next mitzvah that we'll have. B'tzedek tishpat amisecha, that's the mitzvah asay of judging righteously. But today is the first phrase, lo sasu avel b'mishpat. Do not falsify in judgment. Right? Rashi says, malameit shahadayin hamakalkel asadin karui avel. A dayan, a judge who falsifies and misrepresents and gives the wrong psak on purpose, he's called an avel, a sinner. Sanui, mishukat, tscherem, toeva. It's a lot of words that Rashi describes. That Rashi brings to describe this person. Shehaavel karu toeva shneamar ki tovat Hashem kolosei avel vatoeva karu shekets v'cheirim. Rashi quotes all of the psukim. Lo sasu avel b'mishpat. If you look at the Rambam in Lo Sasei, starting with Reish Ayin Aleph. The Rambam goes through many averas that are specifically for a judge. Obviously, the hashkafa behind some of the averas could apply even if one is not a judge, and maybe some of that is going to apply in our lives when we judge other people, which we'll talk about in a couple of days. But pashtus, the judge, is on a judge. The mitzvah is on a judge. Mitzvah Reish Ayin Aleph, the Rambam says, there's an iser me'asos avel b'midos ha'aretz v'hamishkolos. Losasu avel b'mishpat b'mida Ubam Surah, right? The measurements. Not next. Reish Ayin Beis. She is Yeronimi Yos HaMishkolos Vamidus Chaseiros Esleinu Bivateinu. To have our measures and our weights lacking, right? Especially in a time period, think of when they used to use weights, certain types of silver and weights, that if it's a little chaser, I'm going to cheat the person. There's an issur of just having that in my rishus. Next, his Yirono Me'asos Avel Bedin. That's today's mitzvah, Reish Ayin Gimel. Not to say an incorrect psak on purpose. Reish Ayin Daled, the iser of taking bribery, shochad. Reish Ayin Hey, the hizer adayin shol lachabid echari be'alei hariv, binyan adin, not to give kovid to one of the dayanim over the other one, which we'll get to by the Shem tomorrow. Reish Ayin Vav, she hizer adayin shol lira me'adam mazik, gozein v'dober asak. Maybe we'll get to that today. The iser of her adayin to fear somebody who threatens him and he's scared to rule against him. Reish Ayin Zayin, Reish Yizra Adayin Mechamol Al Ani Bedin, not to have Rachmanis on an Ani. So you can't rule in favor of the Ani because he's an Ani, you can't rule in favor of the rich person because he's a rich person. All of these are included in the Sefer HaMitzvahs relating to Adayin, amongst others. Not to be Mata the Mishpat Ger V'yasom, which we had already, that you can't hear one of the party's words before the other party's words, not to reject the majority, acher amahatos. All of these are mitzvos and averos related specifically to a dayan. The Rambam puts them all together. As we know, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is thematic. Thematic. The Chinuch Sefer HaMitzvos is by Parsha, but the Rambam is thematic. So says the Gemara, Shalo ya'ase hadayan ovel badin. V'ha'ovel yihiyah, what does that mean? B'chol eish she'yavor amashet sifz alanu ha'Torah. Be'inyin adin. Anytime that we don't do what the Torah tells us to do regarding a certain case, that's evil bedin. Ela im kein asa baratzon bali dinim. Unless you do it with the acquiescence and the agreement of the bali dinim, as we'll talk about soon what that's called. That's the first phrase in our pasuk. Shorish mitzvah yadua, ki b'mishpat tzedek yiskayem yishu b'nei adam. The shorish is yadua, because this is how society needs to function with just judges. If you look in the Arachayim HaKadosh, he adds that maybe it's not only on the Dayan, but this Isser also applies to the parties involved. That's why he says it's a Lashon Rabbim, lo sa'asu avo b'mishpat. What does that mean? Let's say I know I could present my case in a way that I can make the judge mess up and rule for me. But it's like, misrepresent. That's included in this Isser. The Isser is not just on the judge, but it's also on the party. That also might be related to yesterday's Isser of Lifnei Iver. If I'm setting up what the judge is doing. Asharazu ba'al abali dinim, says the Arachayim. Shelo yarimu lezakos kefi hadin, v'hu avel, v'lezeh amar b'loshen rabim lo sa'asu, v'shir amro avel b'mishpadu, al zeh amrinan b'mishpadu sheish b'tu adayanim, shelo yisobavu sheyir b'avel. Don't cause that there should be a turning from judgment here. The dying will only judge based on the tainos that are put in front of him. And therefore, if you misrepresent and give misinformation, that's going to cause him to judge falsely. That's why it's connected to the previous pasuk, because you're being mashal the dying to judge it correctly. He's just going on what it appears in front of him. So therefore, that's why these two psukim are, these two mitzvahs, are put together. So Shorash Mitzvah Yaduah is on the dayan, is on the parties involved. Everyone involved in a case has to be truthful. Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas related to the mitzvah of Shelo La'avel Ba'mishpad, not to pervert justice. Midini HaMitzvah. Masha Amru Zechonu Mavracha. Shehama'ane Es Hadin Bichlal Mo'avel HaMishpad Hu. If somebody delays giving the Psak din, what's called inui hadin in Gemara, that is not only causing terrible pain for the parties involved, but it's included in this isser. Not just perverting the law, but delaying the law when you know the answer. Praying for no reason. That which it says at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, to be patient in judgment, that's before you come to an answer. Kedei shelo yavo la'avel ha'mishpat. So you don't come to pervert justice. But once you get there, you can't just delay. And the Gemara says in Yevamos, should always ask a greater person. If you have somebody who's there, a greater rabbi is there, a greater chacham is there, you should ask them to help you out. V'yamran also says in Pirkei Avos, if you keep away from judgment, you solve yourself a lot of problems. Because being involved, you know, you might make a mistake. This all teaches us, all these chazals teach us that we need a lot of patience and concentration, so that we don't come to a mistake. If we come to a mistake, if we didn't do our homework, and we did it because we were negligent, then we violate this iser. We have to do our homework when we judge. Right there is, we have to be patient in judgment. Ki harbi drachim yish bedinim, v'chacham gadol tzarach bedin, and one needs a great to be a great chacham. U'kamosh amru zacharim lavracha, and as Chazal say in the second to last daf in Meseches Baba Basra, harotza lehischakeim yasuk bedinim amanus. Somebody wants to become wise, they should be osik in dinim amanus, monetary matters. Why? She'ein miksoa batora gadol mehen. There is no greater miksoa. There is no greater area in Torah greater than it. She'ein kama'ayan hanoveya. It is like a spring that is overflowing that never runs out. You can always, dinim amanus, keep focusing, and you can learn a lot. What is so unique about dinim amanus compared to other areas of Torah? So many are quoted as saying, Rav Huttner and others, that dinim amanus has a parallel in the real world. When Kachem and Taurus, it's unique, there's no parallel. Dinim amanus is a parallel in the real world. So on the one hand, that might make it less unique, but on the other hand, if you think about it, so now we have to really analyze what's different about the Jewish way of dinim amanus and the non-Jewish way of dinim amanus. So we have to really analyze and look at the legal dinim amanus laws out there in the secular system, and in the Beis Din system. And with that, one will be able to see the beauty and the uniqueness of Torah, and maybe that's why it's Ein Miksoa B'Torah Gadol Mehen. Right, that is the Gemara, the end of Baba Basra. Here's an interesting Ben Yehoyada. I mentioned this in Daf Yomi Shir a couple of years ago when we did this Daf in Baba Basra. Miksoa, the Ben Yehoyada on that Daf in Baba Basra. Ein Lecha Miksoa B'Torah, unusual word. Gemara doesn't use that often. Says the Ben Yehoyada, nearly, B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Why is it called Miksoa? Because if you switch around the letters of Miksoa, you come Tso'akim, screaming. Or you come from Uksin. It's all the same words. Uksin, thorns. What's the connection? Because parties involved in a dinim amanus case are thorns to each other. Him oksim zelze. The gam tzokim, they also scream at each other. And not only scream at each other, they scream at the dayan if he gives up sak. She'en makabim alayim adin b'shtiku b'nachas. They don't accept the din. So miksoa is a reference to dinim amanus because many times they're thorns to each other and many times they scream and they don't accept the din. And then he quotes a story There was a story of a two people having a fight, and the dayan made the one of the parties pay 100 dinar. And he starts screaming that he was made to pay 100 dinar. So Amalei Adayan, the dayan says, one second, Im hayita shomi mani al chamit shayelcha besfida bePesach. If you had asked me a question about chamit on Pesach, was this chamit shavu lo bePesach or not, and I paskin against you, and I say you have to throw it out, would you be screaming at me like this? I guess like, probably not. So he says, why not? They're both the din. So he says, well, here, the other guy won. So that's why it makes me more upset. So the guy says, well, you got to handle it. Got to handle it. We mentioned this concept in other contexts as well. And therefore, I'm going to scream about it. That's Miksoa. Miksoa Tsoakin. They're constantly screaming at each other. That's the Ben Yoyada on the word of Miksoa that's quoted here in the Chinuch. Okay, that is related to that last line of Baal Basra. Continuing, last line of the paragraph. Viziranu gamkein shehechaviv aleinu din shal pruta kedin shal me'amana odino dolamito. And also we should remember that it doesn't matter how big of a case it is. A dayan has to try to get to the emes and know that he's fulfilling the Dvar Hashem. And as the Gemara says, a dayan is shutaf b'maisa bracious. It doesn't matter if it's about a dollar or about $5 million. It's all the same mishpat. And because din is so stringent and the scary, shibchu harbe mishayachol latul pshorbe bali ariv. As Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's a mitzvah for the dayanim to try to make a compromise. Pshara bein bali ariv. Instead of going down the mishpat road, go down the pshara road. V'alav ne'amar emes u'mishpat shalom. Emes u'mishpat shalom shaftu shizel mishpat shal shalom v'chem David the pasuk by David Amelch he David osim mishpat utstaka l'chalamo. What does it mean mishpat and staka? Aren't those opposites? What is mishpat that has staka? Havi omer zeh bitzua. That's pshara. That is compromise, and that's generally what Bati didn't try to do today. They try to do what's called pshara karav l'din. Pshara, a compromise that is connected to the ultimate din, but it's not real din, because real din is somewhat scary. Who knows if this is the real din? Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful essay about pshara in the first volume of Reflections of the Rav, where he talks about the Jewish view of pshara versus din. And he starts, elaborates, in the first part of the essay, he talks about how Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu started judging the people the day after Yom Kippur. Vahimi Macharas, and then Moshe started judging the people by the beginning of Parshas Yisro. So it sounds like that there's some connection between Yom Kippur, where we are nispasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make up and say we're going to do better, and the next day, Vahimi Macharas, and Moshe Rabbeinu started judging them. So in that context, he writes as follows. Din pits one party against the other. The dayan analyzes the relevant facts of the case and applies the appropriate legal sanctions as prescribed by Choshen Mishpat. The law is administered with cold impartiality and its decisions are dictated by objective data. Only the Rav could write like this. One party emerges the victor, his case is vindicated. The plea for the other is denied. Discord and resentment persist, even as the court docket is cleared and the case is closed. The legal issue has been resolved, but human bitterness continues to fester. That's din. So you go, yikom adin esahar. In pshara, however, social harmony is the primary concern of the dayan. The fine points of the law and the determination of precise facts are of secondary importance. The goal is not to be juridically astute, but to be socially healing. The psychology of the contenders, their socioeconomic status and values, as well as the general temper of society, are primary ingredients employed in the pshara process. These considerations are evaluated within the broad halachic parameters of Choshen Mishpat, and the final resolution of the conflict is a delicate and sensitive blending of both objective legal norms and subjective humanistic goals. For this reason, pshara is the preferred alternative. But the Rav continues to point out and say, pshara is not outside of the legal system in halacha. It's part of the legal system. He says, for example, in Roman or other civil law, the arbitration is contradictory to juridical action and considered an extra legal procedure. In halacha, however, pshara is a juridical procedure presided over by dayanim, just like din. They both come from Choshen Mishpat. And even pshara might be even better, the better answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take. And that's his connection, he says, to Yom Kippur. Moshe started judging the day after Yom Kippur. That's where the pshara elements might have come from. That's in chapter 5 of the first volume of Reflections of the Rav. Okay, we continue though now. Says the Gemara, Vino Heges, B'chomachim V'chot, says the Chinuch. B'chomachim V'chomachim V'zman B'zacharim. This mitzvah applies to at all times, always, by males. Ki lohem ha-mishpat. Because they are the ones that judge. So this mitzvah applies to them to judge properly, only by males. Look at the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, Nireh, in the only one paragraph here, D'gam b'nashim u'psulim im kiblu aleihem. Musharim b'zeh, v'zeh pashut. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we know the Gemara, the Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us that if somebody wants to accept upon themselves somebody who's usually pasul, their father, a karov, they're allowed to. Nemanala Abba, Nemanala Avicha, Nemanala Shoshorei Pakar. Right, whoever they want to accept, they can accept. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes as a davar pashut that if I accept a woman, I accept a pasul to judge my case, so then they are also included in this Isser. That is really a major discussion in the Achronim. In all those cases of Kiblu Alayhu, where I accept somebody who's pasul, does that give them the status? Does that give it the status of a Dayan? Or no, they're substitute Dayanim. But who says, you're right, they should judge properly, but who says that the real Isser D'Oraisa applies to non-judges? If you say that they don't have the halakhic status of judge. But the Minchas Chinuch assumes it's a davar pashut that it does apply. Either because they for sure have the status of Dayanim, or you don't need the status of Dayanim to violate this Isser. Any time when you're in the situation of judging, and you judge falsely, you would violate this Isser. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's ha'ara related to this first line of the paragraph. So back to the Chinuch. So the mitzvah applies to men and women bizacharim. The mitzvah applies always bizacharim, but to males ki lehem ha-mishpat. The overall lehav asa avo ba-mishpat. If somebody violates and misrepresents and perverts the justice, klomar, shedon shalokid in Torah, you didn't just like what it says in the Torah, la-da'as, if you did it be-mezid, avo alav zeh. You violate this isser. Avalein lokan alav, you don't get malchus, delav she'in bo-maisa, does not have an action, la-dibur levad. Ain't Mokan alav. It's only deeper. You don't get Malkos. Chutz meosa shemanina lamala. Except for those three that we quoted a couple of days ago, Shvua and Temura, and we mentioned earlier, and the others mentioned. Where was it? At the end of mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, right? Nishba Meimir and the Mekalel. Fine. Continues the Chinuch. Va'od shaharei kol hadon shelo kedin Torah in dino chozer. Also, another reason why you're not going to get malchus is because if you messed up, then what you did is basically meaningless, and you have to retract the whole thing. So you have to give it back. If you make a mistake on something that is obvious, what's called Dvar Mishnah, the din is batel. If it's an obvious mistake, dino batel agamre. So you didn't do anything. You tried to do something, but basically we undo what you did, and therefore, of course, you're not going to get malchus because you ended up not having done anything. Sometimes, there are a lot of details there. When do we say it's choser? When do we say it's eid choser, but he has to pay? When do we say that he don't have to pay? That is all issues of judging falsely. Skip down to the last paragraph, because this has to do with what he was just talking about. That which we said, that if you make a mistake in something obvious, what's called a Dvar Mishnah, you always have to be Choser. Pirish Lanu Mori Yishmeru El. Right? My Rebbe said, the Lavdavka Mishnah Mamish, even if it is not a Mishnah, Ela Af Kalshu Mefurish B'Talmud, B'Devei Amoraim, Shu Alacha V'Tal B'Dayin, Gamze Tor B'Dvar Mishnah Yikarei. Even if it's an Amora. Even if it's an Amora talking, says the Chinuch, and this is what we assume, that if somebody says something against the Mefurish Mishnah, Mefurish Gemara, anything in Shas, so that is what's called Tavad Var Mishnah, and the din is Choserbo. Right? This is relates to our discussion that we have had in terms of stages of the Mesorah. Who are you allowed to argue on, and who's allowed to argue on who? So it's clear that one is not allowed to argue on Ravina and Ravashi or earlier. That's what Ruba de Ruba of the Mefarshim say. There is a Reb Chaim that says otherwise, but we assume the Chazon Ish writes and others write that once there was Stimus HaTalmud, that's it, you can't argue. The Rama writes that in Chosha Mishpat, taking a Gemara from the end of Bam Mitzia, Ravina v'Ravashi Sof Hora'a, when they put together the Gemara, that's it. And that's what the Chinuch says here b'Feirush. He says, not only what is called Tabit Var Mishnah, making an obvious mistake, which would be Machzir the Din, not only Mishnah, but everything in the Gemara. The next line of the Chinuch is a machlokas. Others say, and the big discussion of this is in the Rush, in Sanhedrin, on that sugya, in Perek Dalet, Simin Vav, Sha'afilu ha-Torah b'dvar echad she'pasak echad min ha-ga'onim. What about if one of the ga'onim say something? After the Gemara, Rav Sadi going, Rav Shira going, Rav Nisim going, one of the Gonim. Omen HaChachamim HaMeforsamim Beineinu B'Chachma Kitor B'Dvar Mishnah Mashvinim Leh. Some say that's also considered Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. Elim Kein Yoma Oso HaBezdin, unless the Bezdin says explicitly, we know what that Gon says and we're arguing with him. But other than that, maybe it's Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. So that is a machlokas there in the Rush in Masechta Sanhedrin, whether Gaonim are also included in Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. But Pashas is, Rov Rishonim assumed that it is only the Mishnah and the Gemara, and that is what is written in the Ramah. I'll tell you where the Ramah is. In Simon Chaf Hey, I have it. Yesh Omrim. Dimnir L'dayin L'bnei Doro Mikoach Rayos Mechrachos She'ein Hadin Kamo She'uzker B'poskim. If a Dayan decides that he thinks that the past 300 years rabbis are wrong, and he is somebody who is is a major leaguer, so Yachol, Rav Moshe Feinstein is allowed to argue on the Chassam Sofer. So Yachol Lachol Golav. Why? Me'achar She'eno Niskar B'Gemara. If it's not in the Gemara, you could argue. So you can't argue on the Gemara. Can't argue on Shas. Right? And therefore, the Gemara there quotes. That Gemara in Bava Metzia. Ravina Varvashi for Sofer Ra. There's also a beautiful application of this in the Shuvah of the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda writes in Eben Ezer, Simenai and Tess, I've quoted this Shuvah before, where someone asked him, I'm going out with somebody who has the same name as my mother. So we know that Tzavar of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, you're not supposed to marry somebody, father-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, same name. So the Noda B'Yehuda writes that we have a problem with the Tzavar of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, who was one of the Baalei HaTosfos, because there are a number of items in there that's mefurish against the Gemara. He says there that you're not allowed to marry your niece. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. He says two brothers should marry two sisters, and the Gemara says many times, right, that a couple of times that two brothers marry two sisters. So there are a number of items there that go against the Gemara. So what do you do? Says the Noda B'Yehuda. Either you have one of two choices. Either you have to say that the person who you think is one of the Baalei HaMasorah is not one of the Baalei HaMasorah, because you can't argue on the Gemara. That's his Lashon. That's what it has to do with our case. Or you have to say he didn't mean it as a psak for all of Klal Yisrael. He only meant it for his family. Because with his Ruach Kadsho, he saw that these Zivugim wouldn't be Ola Yafe. So that's what he says about Rehuda Chassid Sava. But for our purposes, it's important that he says there, because he can't argue on the Gemara. Again, that's the Noda B'Yehuda in Eben Ezer, Simen Ayin Tes. Either way, this is the Isser of Shlula Avel HaMishpat, not to prefer justice. We're going to come in the next couple of days to have related mitzvahs, and that is in terms of favoritism and the mitzvahs Aseh of judging correctly. Okay, we will stop here.